जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद।
हरे
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। अनर्थ निवृत्ति एंड हाउ डू वी नो अवर प्रोग्रेस इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। सो our progress in Krishna consciousness starts from sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastri koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Sarva siddhi. Krishna bhakti janma moola haya sadhu sangha. Bhakti lata bij we can attain by having sadhu sangha. How long? Doesn't matter. Lava matra. If it is for long time, it may be good, it may be not good. Because familiarity brings content sometimes. Should not be like that. But sometime it happens that too much of coming closer to pure saintly Vaishnava may become a cause of our fall down. May. Should not be. But this is the greatest source of everything that we desire in spiritual life. Krishna bhakti janma mool. Lord Chaitanya says to Sanatana Goswami, Krishna bhakti janma mool. Hoy sadhu sangha. And from this sadhu sangha, everything comes, Shraddha, which is the first step in our progress in spiritual life. Ado, beginning, Shraddha. Ado, Shraddha, Tatha Sadhu Sangha, Tatha Bhajana Kriya, Tatha Anartha Nivrutti Syat, Tatha Nishtha Ruchis Tatha, Tatha Sakti Tatha Bhavo, Tatha Prem Abhyudanchanti, Sadhakanam ayam premna pradurbhave bhavit krama. This is the kram, this is the scenario, step by step, the different step, nine different steps, how we can progress in Krishna consciousness. The topmost step is pure love of Krishna within our heart, and heart should be full with that pure love. Not only that heart should be full with pure love of Krishna, but it should be over flooding that love. And that over flooding love transforms into preaching activity. You preach, you make others as successful as you are. So that's the topmost step. That's a goal. That's a prayujan. So to attain that goal, we have to start with ado shraddha. Jivat ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangha. So shraddha also, shraddha and bhakti are the two babies born from sadhu sangha. In another word, Krishna bhakti janma mool hoy sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is the root cause of Krishna bhakti. And destroying Krishna bhakti is also same thing. You offend the Vaishnava and your devotion is, your bhakti is finished. It's totally finished. So we have to be very careful with this sadhu sangha. So from sadhu sangha, two twin babies born simultaneously. That is Shraddha and Bhakti, Krishna. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that famous song. Sudha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajananu Kula Bhakata Seva परम सीते प्रेम लति कर मूला। भक्त सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेम लति, कृष्ण प्रेम लति के मूल रूट। दिस इज साधु संग। सो मेनी एग्जाम्पल हाउ इवन वी ऑल एवरी ईच वन ऑफ अस आर द एग्जाम्पल दैट अवर डिवोशन एंड अवर श्रद्धा स्टार्टेड बाय हैविंग सम लिटिल एसोसिएशन विथ कृष्णास डिवोटी समवेयर sometime. I have a very clear picture. How did I start my bhakti? By associating with devotees. So as Valmiki, Narad Muni, Dhruva Maharaj, Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, Narad Muni, it starts with Krishna's devotees, association. So this is the first step, Adho Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha. Adho Sadhu Sang Tatha Shraddha, reverse also. So this is progress. Shraddha, Sadhu Sang, then Bhajana Kriya. By Sadhu Sang we will imbibe those qualities or we will learn from him the Bhajana Kriya, chanting. The first instruction in ISKCON any sadhu will give you is please start chanting Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds a day, no less. So bhajana kriya starts with chanting ado sevan mukhe jivha ado means beginning, shuru, starting point. Ado, what is ado? One has to start devotion by tongue and mouth. Sevan mukhe jivha ado swayam eva sphuratyada अतः श्री कृष्ण नाम आदि न भवेत ग्राह्मेन्द्रिय। सो इट स्टार्ट्स विथ माउथ एंड टंग वाइब्रेटिंग ग्लोरीफाइंग लॉर्ड ग्लोरीफाइंग डिवोटीज ग्लोरीफाइंग होली नेम। सो दैट इज भजन क्रिया। सो आदो श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग तथा भजन तथा अनर्थ निवृत्ति स्यात्। सो अनर्थ निवृत्ति द अनर्थ द बिगेस्ट फोर अनर्थ are illicit sex, gambling, meat eating and intoxication. So as soon as you take your step into ISKCON temple, 1 foot out, 1 foot in, and immediately, 4 regular principles. These are the biggest anartha. Of course, bigger than these 4 are honor, distinction and adoration. Keval Sukarir Vista, Prabhupada said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that distinction, honor and adoration are nothing but the stool of Sukar. Sukar means hog. Hog eats dirty things. Now what kind of stool hog would have? So these 3 things are even more subtle and more severe. Anarthas, subtle. The last glare of Maya is this body, sansar. That's the last attachment, last anartha. We think that we are the body. If you come to the stage, high stage in devotion, last anartha remains is, I am the body. I am big bhakta. That is the last anartha. Aham mameti, and then mine. That's also. Ata gruha kshetra suta apta vitair janasya mohoyam aham mameti. These are all anarthas. But all anartha can be put into zero by having staunch, firm faith in our spiritual master. And that's how I was trained. And guru mukha padma vakya chitete kariyakya puts an end to all anarthas. Because my Gurudev is my ever well-wisher. He will never cheat me. He will never put me down. So in such a Gurudev, in such a pure devotee of Krishna, I have a faith. And whatever he says, I have to do that immediately. It puts end to all anartha immediately. Because Gurudev has seen the truth, tattva-darsina. Even if he hasn't seen the truth, for us, he has at least seen the truth. We have to have that faith in Gurudev. That puts end to all anarthas, anartha-nivritti. And the progress I said, adau sradha tatha sadhu sangha tatha bhajana kriya tatha anartha nivritti syat tatha nishtha. Nishtha is solidified faith in Krishna and Guru and devotees and Krishna's, whatever Krishna's. Tvadiya. Krishna's tvadiya. Five. Tvadiya. Tvadiya is those things which are very dear to Krishna. So worshipping those things are even more higher than worshipping Krishna. So tvadiya are Tulsi Devi is tvadiya. Krishna's devotees are tvadiya. Jamuna Ganga is tvadiya. Krishna's dham, Raj dham is tvadiya. Mayapur dham is tvadiya. And Bhagavat. These 4 or 5 things are tvadiya. So by serving this tvadiya, we can put an end to all anarthas and that nishtha can be solidified. Nishtha, firm faith, nishtha, tatha nishtha, ruchi. From that ruchi, taste develops. Taste means, if I am drunker, then without liquor, I'll be very, very disturbed, unhappy. I have to have pack every minute. Smoking, every minute, change smoking. Like that. So without Krishna's bhakti, Krishna's name, Krishna's devotee, mainly devotees, I become like a fish out of water. When you take away water from a fish, and the state that fish goes through, that kind of state we should be experiencing without Krishna's devotee, bhakti, without chanting. That is taste, ruchi. Without chanting my good rounds, I feel fish out of water. Without associating, without coming to Sunday feast to associate and serve the devotees, I feel like fish out of water. So that is ruchi, taste. So I'll stop this point here. These are the steps by which we can analyze ourselves. Niti dhyasan. Niti dhyasan means self-examination. Examining ourselves, where we are, which step we are standing on. And the topmost step is Krishna prem. Unalloyed. No mixture. Only pure love of Krishna remains. No mixture with that prem. That means, how can I make Krishna happy by every moment of my action? Whatever state I am in, how can I make Krishna the most happiest? That is love. That is love. Otherwise, it becomes a business. Krishna gave me this, and then I can give you this. And reciprocation. It is samanjasa rati. Samanjasarati. Not Samartha. Samartha gopis, they had Samartharati. And queens of Dwarika, Samanjasa. And Kubja in Mathura. So this Rati, we have to have this topmost Rati. Stage after Prema. Sneha Rati. Stage is after Prema. This is the final step. So we can scrutinize ourselves. Nitya Dhyasan, self-examination. Which step I am? Adau Shraddha, Tatha Sadhu Sangha, Tatha Bhajana Kriya, Tatha Anartha Nivritti Syat, Tatha Nishtha, Ruchis Tatha, Tatha Asakti, Tatha Bhav, Tatha Prem, Abhyudanchanti, Sadhakanam, Ayam Premana, Pradurbhave Bhavit Krama. So this is Kram. It all starts by good sadhusanga, association of devotees. So, how to get Radharani's mercy? It is simple for the simple-hearted and hard for the crooked-hearted. Prabhupada says, your heart, if your heart is very, very simple, like a child, very innocent, very... And second thing is lolyam, lobe, lolupta, intense greediness, and sincerity and seriousness. Then Radharani is most merciful, magnanimous, most merciful. But we have to come to her standard. Trinadapi sunichena tarur eva saishnana amanina manadena. That standard. This is the standard. Radharani is most merciful. Very, very merciful. Very kripalu. That is her nature. Krishna's nature is also that they are most merciful. Most merciful. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu. Karuna Sindhu. Dina Bandhu. So that is Krishna's nature. Very merciful. Bhakta Vatsal and Bhakta Vatsya Ta. Radharani is also like that. So we have to pray to Radharani, just like Sat Goswami did. He Radhe Vrajade Vikech Lalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta Goshanta Iti Sarvato Vrajapure Kedair Mahavivalau Mahavivalta Mahavivalta Radha Kunda Tate Kalindi Tanaya Tirecha Vamsi Vati Premon Madhavashad Seshadasaya Grastav Pramattav Sada Gayantav Chakada Harir Gunavaram Bhavavibhuto Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Sri Jiva Gopalako. So this kind of mood, if you can develop, Sat Goswami's kind of mood, then Radharani can come and he can protect you by her will from torching heat of a sun. Radharani can come. And Krishna can also come and protect you from tigers on Radha Kunda. This is a process. And we have to simplify ourselves. We have to simplify our heart. And that is coming from chanting and association of right association. Of right-minded devotees. So Radharani's mercy is available very easily. First we say Hare and then say Krishna. Isn't it? We are praying to Radharani. Hare, Mother Hara, Aladini Sakti, or Krishna. So we are praying to her so that we can get Krishna's devotional service, Krishna's prem. Devotional service, when we engage ourselves in devotional service, then we can experience Radharani's mercy. That's where it starts. Scrubbing pots, mopping floor, temple. When we come to temple Sunday feast, we should write in our diary how much practical devotional service, like menial services I did. I'm doing serving prasad, cooking prasad, cutting or cleaning, preaching, preparing for preaching, deity worship. We all should come with this mood that I'm going to temple and I'm going to serve. That means Radharani's mercy. You feel ecstasy, bhava. You will feel bhava in your heart when you serve. That's the secret. I know when I was a young devotee, beginner, 30, now I'm 68, 30 years, I was 30 age. So, lots of enthusiasm and serving and scrubbing pots and mopping and distributing books and preaching and so much enthusiasm. Utsaha nichaya teriyat tata tata karma pravartanat. Sangati agat satavurte sarvira bhakti prasiddhati. So if you want Radharani's mercy, then you have to serve your superiors. We all have superiors. And superior have super superiors. And that's why this movement, this Hare Krishna movement, Hare Krishna institution is so nice. Because superior also have superiors. Superior, superior. Check and balance. Everybody checked every minute. That's very good. That's very good. And if you're a little off, out. So we have to serve our superiors. We have to. Evam parampara prapti. So Radharani's mercy is very easy if you become very simple-hearted and take up the mood of serving devotee. Tvadiya, serving. Serving Tvadiya, serving Bhagavatam, serving holy name, serving Tulsi Devi, serving Dham. We have a serving attitude, serving mentality. Service and surrender ki? That was our slogan in old days. I remember our president, when he says Jai Om Vishnupad, Jai Om prayers, one of the Jai was service and surrender ki? Vaishnava means surrender. Saravida, Saranagat, whole book. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote nice songs, Saranagati. And in that Saranagati book, all the song is about Saranagati. All the songs about Saranagati. So without Saranagati, without surrendering ourselves to Guru, Krishna, Radharani, Vaishnava, there is no question of progress. Trunadapi Sunicha, with that attitude. Then Radharani will come to you rather than you go to Radharani to give you blessings, to give you benediction, to give you everything. Give you Krishna, He is beloved. She will give you Krishna. Who will give anybody his or her beloved? Radharani will. Krishna. She will hear Krishna. He is more nicer than me. This girlfriend, this gopi, this, she is more Mani Manjari. She is more sweeter than me. Please accept. She pushed Mani Manjari toward Krishna. So she will push us also. But that mood we have to have, like Sadhguru Swami's, of Vrindavan. We have to, that is our sadhana actually, being Manjari. We are Rupanug. We are the followers of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari means Lalita Sakhi's assistant. Lalita Sakhi is assisting Radharani. So this is our lineage and this is our sadhana. This is our way of worship. We are Rupanug. So when you have this mood, automatically you got all mercy of Radharani. Radharani will not hold anything. She will not hold anything. She will give us everything, including Krishna. Krishna is everything. But we have to have this mood. Service and surrender. Trunadapi Sunichena. Serving in the temple, serving devotees, serving superior. I said it all. I think I should go on. Also, chanting Guru Rants early morning before breakfast with those four parameters, Trunadapi Sunichena, Tarorivase, Manina Manadina Kirtaniya, Sadahari. With that Gaudiya Vaishnav Kantahar, if you chant, Radharani definitely will bestow her mercy upon us. Immediately, Durant, no succession. Immediately, she will rush to you. She is looking for this kind of devotees. Always looking for. So you will be attracting Radharani. Anyway, a little further we can go. Just like a chataka bird wants to have the pure water. And even though so many hindrances, so many troubles, it tries to get that water, no contaminated water. Similarly, a devotee tries to get Krishna consciousness, even though there are so many stumbling blocks, even though so many troubles, So, how we can remain focused in Krishna consciousness and remain happy? Very easy. How to remain happy? So, material happiness and spiritual happiness. Material happiness means very temporary. And material happiness means hankering. Then immediately, lamentation. This is material happiness. And I'm sure you didn't mean that. So then come to spiritual happiness. So spiritual happiness comes from topmost level of Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhakti, topmost level, pure level of associating with devotees. Elevate your consciousness to Krishna consciousness. And that stay high forever, never come down. You remember that in San Francisco? There was concert organized by devotees and Prabhupada picture like this and then say, stay high forever, never come down. So how can you stay high forever? Very simple. Just like what we described so far. Trunadapi sunichena tararivasais amani namanadena kirtaniya sadari. This will keep you high forever. This formula of Lord Chaitanya. Four things. And then chant Hare Krishna. And I said already, sadhusam. Quality sadhusam. Quality sadhusam. We should be able to produce good result from quality sadhusam. That will make us. Because association will bring you distress. Association will bring you bliss. If you put horse next to donkey, then takes that nature, isn't it? So if we are in the midst of blissful devotees, then we will imbibe that mood, we will inherit that sukh, that happiness, that bliss. But if you associate with dukhi, or if you associate with distresses, people, then sooner and later, gradually, you will feel distresses. You will have a headache. Oh, why did I see the face of this person? And your mood totally changes immediately. You was blissful, but when you see that person, your mood goes down. You drain yourself. Isn't it? Association. Sangha. So you should always seek the association of those great quality Vaishnava, quality Vaishnava, and serve them. This is secret, serving those Vaishnavas. Serving brings so much ananda, so much bliss. Serving Vaishnava, you try. I always experience this. When I serve prasadam to devotees, I feel ecstasy, especially that moment. When you serve devotees, you feel so much ecstasy. So much ecstasy. So this is bliss. Rup Sanatan's ecstasy, it was not measured by how much they own. Whatever they own, they gave it away. And they were always Anandambudhi Vardhanaika Nipunav. They were very expert in increasing the ocean of bliss. Without any worldly possession. Gopin and Kanthasrita. With that Gopin, Kanthasrita, Gopi Bhav. Topmost bliss, Gopi Bhav. Rashamrita, Jalabdi Lahari, Kallol Magnav Mahur. They were increasing the ocean of bliss, isn't it? Why? Because they were associating with their topmost associates. Among themselves, among holy name, katha, and highest level of Krishna consciousness was bringing them bliss and increasing their ocean of bliss. So bliss and anand and sukh, if it comes by money or material means, then rich people should be the most happiest person. But no more suicide, more divorce and more drinking. LSD and marijuana and everything. There was a survey by World Organization. Which nation is more happy? The parameters for measuring happiness of that nation is how much divorce there, how many suicides there in that country, and how much LSD and marijuana. So, these three parameters. So, first number was Bangladesh, part of India almost, it was. And fourth was India. Fourth place was India. And America, 48, rich nation, should be more happy. But Bangladesh is more happy because they don't have divorce. When divorce happens, both parties become devastated, depression, tension, fighting, very distressful, unhappy. Money, so much money. Diana and Prince, rich people, richest people, but so much distressful, isn't it? So this is not, material things are not going to make us happiest. That's a Krishna consciousness. And Krishna consciousness, I already explained. Sadhu Sam and serving, so many things. Trunadapi Sunichena, so many things. This will increase our bliss. And at the end, if somebody is sane, somebody means we're talking about devotees. If they are sane, then eventually at 50 or 60 or 65 or something, they will totally immerse themselves into Krishna consciousness. No other thing. No other. Just get to the point of Krishna consciousness. That will increase our bliss. So how to remain Krishna conscious? I already said that we have to do all these things. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravan, Mathura Vas, Sraddhaya Sri Murtir Sevan. These five things will bring us unlimited bliss. And these five things are not dependent on material things. Okay, I'll go on to next question. Okay. The ultimate goal behind doing these rituals should be to develop our love for Krishna. But they have a different goal from fire sacrifice, from austerity, and from developing jnana, developing good karma. Their goal becomes how to go to heavenly planets and enjoy material happiness. But that's not the goal of Vedas. The goal of Vedas, a Veda is a survey, aham eva vidyo, vedantakrit, ved vid chaham. The goal of Vedas is to know Krishna and to level up love for Krishna and to serve Krishna. These are the teachings, real teachings of Vedas. Not the sense gratification. Go to the heaven and enjoy the somarash drink and enjoy the woman, Apsarai, Urvashi, Rambha, etc. Long duration, and you can indulge in long time in sexual activities. This is what this Pairyagya, Paiti, and all this, they ultimately aim at Swarga. Punya tetam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam kshine punya mrutti lokam vishanti ayitrayi dharma anuprapanna gatagatam kama kama labhante. So, the foolish pandits, so-called pandits, they take general populace to sense gratification. Dharma, artha, kaam. They bring them up to kaam. And if they are fortunate, then they bring up to moksha. But all these four are not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is how I can please Krishna. That's the ultimate goal. So Vedas ultimately guide us to develop that pure love for Krishna. Prema Pumartho Mahan. This is the goal of Vedas. But pandits, so-called Brahmins, in Karma Kand, they engage them in Karma Kand, performing ritualistic karmic activities, by which they can have swarga, sense gratification. Next one, what causes keeps a person to remain in the modes of darkness, ignorance, and continue committing sinful activities? I had a friend ask me, why do people do so many bad things while seeming to have no conscience? So Arjuna asked this question to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that even though nobody wants to commit sin, why they are dragged into sinful activities? So kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna samudbhava, mahashano, mahapapma, vidyaya he vairina. These three modes of material nature pushes living entity into performing different sinful activities. Maya. Why? Because living entity wants Maya. Living entity wants money and honey. Living entity wants liquor and this temporary happiness living entity wants. And that's why living entity indulges in Maya. Maya is consisted of these three modes of material nature. Devi Esha Gunamayi. This Maya made up of three modes of material nature. And these three modes of material nature pushes living entity to commit sinful activity for sense gratification. So this is the answer, that even though they don't want, they want. What they want? Maya. Maya means Gunamayi Maya. Three modes of material nature. So Maya pushes them to perform sinful activity. So instead we have to come to Jyoti, Tamsoma Jyotirgamai. That is Krishna consciousness. Then no sinful activity, no pushing for performing sins. How does one tell the difference between karma and Krishna's will? So it is very easy. If you want, and if you don't want, then you cannot. Very easy. First is, you have external manifestation of Krishna, and that is spiritual master. You can ask him whether this is Krishna's will or this is karma. Second is, within your heart, there is another guru called Chetta Guru. External guru, Krishna's representative, and Chetta Guru. So within Krishna, if you ask within that, is this Krishna's will, your will, or is this karma? You can tell from within. Shastra, scripture also says what is to be done and what is not to be done. So if you want to really, if you are genuinely seeking for right answer, you will get it. You will. Why? Because you are spirit, you are Sachid, Anand, Sat, you are Sat, you are truth yourself. So you will get truth. But if you are just under spell of Maya, ignorance, illusion, Agyanta, then you will not get the right thing. What happens to your soul if you die without being initiated? So what happens to you? Crystal clearly, what Gopal Bhatta Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas. It is in the human form of life you can come to know who you are, who Krishna is, and what is your relationship with Krishna. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. You can come to know only in human form of life. And if you miss this chance, then again, you cannot perform any ritualistic ceremony, whether it is karmakand or pure bhakti or preaching activity. You cannot preach without being initiated. No parampara. You cannot get strength without guru parampara. Ekaki amar nahi paye bala harinama sankirtane tumi kripa kari sraddha bindu diya deha krishna namadane कृष्णा से तो मार कृष्ण दित्ते पार तो मारो सकतिया, हमें तो कंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोली धाये तो पाछे पाछे। यू विल नॉट गेट स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ होल गुरु परंपरा एंड यू विल गो टू महा रव रव नरक, यू विल गो टू हेल। हरि भक्ति विलास, यू ओपन द चैप्टर गुरु एंड शिष्य, दैट्स अ चैप्टर एंड इट्स इन द बिगिनिंग। इन द बिगिनिंग यू विल गो टू हेल। रव रव नामक बर्ड, बर्ड इज देयर रव रव एंड इट बाइट्स यू। सो मेनी बर्ड्स रव रव एंड दे आर बाइटिंग यू एवरी मिनट एवरी मिनट। दैट हेल यू विल गो टू इफ यू डोंट टेक दीक्षा by attaining human form of life, you will go to hell. So I'll stop here. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.